Turning now to our reading of Margaret Cheney's Tesla, Man Out of Time. We are continuing chapter 23, Pigeons. The strange tale of the white pigeon was told by the inventor to O'Neill and William L. Lawrence, science writer for the New York Times. One day while the three sat in the Hotel New Yorker lobby, John O'Neill, a member of a psychic society, saw mystic symbolism in Tesla's white pigeon. He and other psychics who've written about the inventor preferred to speak of the pigeon as a dove. Although pigeons are technically rock doves, only the most meticulous bird watchers ever call them that. And Tesla never called his pigeon anything but a pigeon. But what he told the two journalists in the hotel lobby, says his early biographer, was the dove love story of his life. "I have been feeding pigeons, thousands of them, for years," he said. "Thousands of them. For who can tell? But there was one pigeon, a beautiful bird, pure white, with light gray tips on its wings. That one was different. It was a female. I would know that pigeon anywhere. No matter where I was, that pigeon would find me. When I wanted her, I had only to wish and call her, and she would come flying to me. She understood me, and I understood her. I loved that pigeon. Yes, I loved her as a man loves a woman, and she loved me. When she was ill, I knew and understood. She came to my room, and I stayed beside her for days. I nursed her back to health. That pigeon was the joy of my life. If she needed me, nothing else mattered. As long as I had her, there was a purpose in my life. Then one night, as I was lying in my bed in the dark, solving problems as usual, she flew in through the open window and stood on my desk. I knew she wanted me. She wanted to tell me something important, so I got up and went to her. As I looked at her, I knew she wanted to tell me she was dying. And then, as I got her message, there came a light from her eyes, powerful beams of light. Tesla paused, and then, as if in response to an unasked question from the science writers, continued, "Yes, it was a real light, a powerful, dazzling, blinding light, a light more intense than I'd ever produced by the most powerful lamps in my laboratory. When that pigeon died, something went out of my life. Up to that time, I knew with a certainty that I would complete my work, no matter how ambitious my program. But when that something went out of my life, I knew my life's work was finished. Yes, I fed pigeons for years. I continue to feed them, thousands of them. For after all, who can tell?" The writers left him in silence and walked several blocks along 7th Avenue without speaking. O'Neill later concluded, quote, "It is out of phenomena such as Tesla experienced when the dove flew out of the midnight darkness into the blackness of his room and flooded it with blinding light, and the revelation that came to him out of the dazzling sun in the park at Budapest that the mysteries of religion are built. Had Tesla not rigorously suppressed his mystical inheritance," he wrote, "he would have understood the symbolism of the dove," unquote. Nikola always denied the mystical spin given to his gifts. Both he and Proudhon, and certainly Prince, argue that this is not mysticism, but soon will be seen as positive science. Once we can free the practice of it from the power-mad, control-obsessed Plato's tribesmen. Nikola's revelation was the result of years of thought on and study of the unity of the all of it. To clarify this reference to his discovery of how an AC power system would work, I want to revisit an earlier part of the book in which Margaret talks about this and tells us that Nikola was enrolled in 1875 at the age of 19 at the Austrian Polytechnic School in Graz.